علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are presently focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the Quran, the Book of God, which is actually the constitution of this system of governance that Islam has. And here Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining the revolutionary aspect of the Quran. As we mentioned, that every revolution, every social change requires a book or a set, a list of guidelines and principles that people can always refer to remind them about that revolution, about their aims and objectives, about what they need to do. And basically the Quran is doing that job, is doing that work for the Muslim Ummah. So we see that the Quran's role in this field is very important. And then of course the Quran itself, as you mentioned, it needs an explainer, it needs a teacher. But does that mean that the Quran cannot be understood completely by a person without the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, who are the teachers of the Quran? Or the mind and the heart of a believer can understand certain aspects of the Quran that are necessary for his guidance? And we say that yes, of course, these aspects of the Book of God can be understood, and we explain the different types of verses that exist and all that. But unfortunately, we have a group, we have difference here. We have people who are extremes, who fall on the extremes of both ends. For example, some people say that it cannot be understood completely. Others say that no, it has, every verse has to have an explanation from the Ahlul Bayt. While others say no, that the Quran can be understood by anyone. Anyone can just sit and all the verses of the Quran are completely clear and explainable by everyone. This is something that is questionable.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about this aspect of the Quran, that the Quran is a book that can be understood, we can mention a certain proofs from, for example, the riwayat, even from the intellect, basically. If you notice, Imam Ali alayhi salam himself in Nahjul Balagha encourages people to read the Quran, and he says that whoever reads the Quran, spends time with the Quran, then the curtains of ignorance get torn. Okay? Or for example, certain verses, certain narrations that say that it is a lamp and a light, and it is a source of awareness and recognition in the heart. And we notice so many verses of the Quran encouraging us to read and understand and to ponder upon the Quran. All of these verses would be, and all of these narrations would be then completely, unrelatable. And let us say that the Quran had not mentioned all of these things, that, you know, Quran had not mentioned that you can refer to the Quran, that you should ponder upon the Quran. And let's say the narrations also did not tell us that, you know, you can understand and you need to ponder on the verses of the Quran and you have the ability to understand it. Even if these narrations were not there, then we would ask a question as to why did Allah send the Quran for the people? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the Quran for the people in the first place? If it is a letter, then the audience of that letter need to know at least what the letter is trying to say. If it is revealed and it is like a puzzle or a riddle, then of course it would not serve the purpose. So you see, we notice that the Quran, because it serves as a book that continuously keeps the revolution of Islam alive, it would be necessary for each and every person to kind of relate to that verse of the Quran and those verses of the Quran so that they can keep on growing in the path of that revolution.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, unfortunately, this virus or this dangerous plague of a certain scholars coming and saying that, or certain people, unfortunately, or certain groups coming and saying that we cannot make use of the Quran or we cannot understand the Quran. This seems to be a plot by the enemies of the Shias or the enemies of the true path to kind of, make the people disconnected from the Quran. It seems to be an Abu Sufyani type of thought. Abu Sufyan, he was apparently, he at the end of his life, he became a Muslim, but that was completely apparent. And it was not seriously a Muslim. He just, because of some political and social circumstances, he agreed with his tongue to say that he's a Muslim. Otherwise, in his heart, he was still a disbeliever and a hypocrite. So this type of thinking that they had and they propagated, that the Quran is unrelatable, that you cannot understand the Quran. You need, because this Quran has got many verses that are ambiguous. I don't know, there are certain verses that have abrogated other verses. And because of these, all these issues, the Quran has been rendered a book that cannot be understood. This is a plague, it seems, that was brought down, that was disseminated by these groups of people that actually wanted to destroy Islam at the end of the day. And we need to be careful of this trend of thought, even in this day and age. Yes, what we are saying is that the basic principles, general principles that are going to keep Islam alive, they need to be there. They need to be understandable. But that doesn't mean that there are certain verses that need explanation, that there aren't any verses that would require explanation. No, there are many verses. In fact, even those verses that are understood, they need also an explanation to understand the deeper meanings of that. So inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to strike a balance in these issues. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله ما ربه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه